while the state of Florida wasn't subject to this oversight, five counties were: Hillsborough, Monroe County, Collier County, Hardy, and Hendy County. What can voters in these areas expect under this new decision from the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, this decision is not going to just impact those five counties. It's going to impact everybody in the state of Florida. And we are especially concerned because of what happened in 2012. You know, this is not 1965 in Florida, and things are not the way they were then. But we still have situations in which we feel that it's more difficult to vote if you are an African-American. And so that's why we saw all of this kind of voter suppression, that we were able to stop a lot of it because of the Section 4 of the Voting Rights Act. We were not permitted to third-party registrations, so very important for minority groups, also young people. And it was almost impossible for us to do it under this new law that the legislature passed. And we were able to use Section 4 to stop that. That's one example of what is happening. And, you know, there are other examples, too. Sandra, you want to talk about some of the others?
Well, the voter rolls were purged in, I think it was 2010, and they were purged by the thousands. And it turned out that many of these people, in fact, were registered voters. And all of these people were reinstated, most of them anyway, but unfortunately not in time for the election. So they were not, their votes were not there. There were polling places reduced, and with an increased population in the state of Florida, we in fact need more polling places, not fewer polling places. And they need to be in places that are accessible to people who don't necessarily have a car. There shouldn't be 4 and 6 hour waits, because this is something that we want to do, and it shouldn't be lessened in any way. I think one of the most important things that Michelle said was that we were discouraged from doing third party voter registration, making those efforts. However, since when we got clearance after the League of Women Voters of Florida and others brought suit, we were able to begin more or less July the 1st of 2012. And Orange County alone, through our efforts, registered over 1,000 people who were not registered or who did not know that you could not change your address at the polls. You had to change your address early on, which would have disenfranchised you had you been there and had to change your address.
Now, Sandra, you bring up the issue of long lines at the polling mm-hmm. places. Haven't some of these concerns been addressed by the legislature this year, though?
Well, we hope they have been addressed. We hope that all of these things have been put to rest. However, there were safeguards in place via Section 4 that said we could then look to the federal government to say, see what's going on here? Now those rules and restrictions have been taken away, so Florida could do it again.
Well, let me ask you this, Michelle. Is there some kind of knock-on effect from the fact that this has been rolled back, this legislation?
Well, it is going to impact the whole state, not just those five counties, and I think that's really important. You know, there are other states where the whole state was not impacted by Section 4. There are places in the Midwest. There were places in New York that also were impacted, and that's because they had a history of voter discrimination. But the importance of those five counties was that we had a vehicle in Florida to say, hey, we need the federal government to have some oversight here, to take a look. And then it stopped the process. Now we would have to go to Section 5. And Section 5 says if you can show if you can demonstrate that voters were discriminated against, then we will take action. The problem with Section 5 is it's after the fact. So after an election, if we can show all these people were disenfranchised, well, then, you know, maybe they would make some changes. But the problem is we need to act before an election.